That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I almost gave up on my family. I almost gave up on my brother, my sister. I almost gave up on my friends.
Gave up on my girl.
I almost gave up on love.
I almost gave up on school.
I almost gave up on my team.
On my career.
I almost gave up on rehab.
Gave up on my health.
I almost gave up on music.
I almost gave up on life.
But did I ever give up?
No.
Send the headphone up. Check. Yeah. It's a brand new day, brand new day. Eating jeans and a brand new J. That's the sunshine of a brand new shade. Dipping in a cup of tea and a creme brulee. I've been working so hard like Jay. Sucking money so thick like a Kim Kardashian. You don't wanna go home, so we go to ballet. Flying high like a Justin and Prince Ale. Do whatever that you want, nothing to lose. You want to live once, show what you got. And you don't stop, put in the effort and you be on top. Be like LeBron, be like MJ. Give it all like Leona Messi. Practice and practice and you get the palace. And you see the future in your own galactic.
Ain't gotta give up. None to bring me down. Ain't gotta give up. None to bring me down. You ain't gotta give up. None to bring you down. You ain't gotta give up. None to bring you down.
Okay, first, I like some fancy things. I want a designer bag, I want a diamond ring. Not to mention that I'm paying all the bills, so I gotta put in work so somebody else will. Just finished 3 shows this week. Cause I gotta write, I ain't got no sleep. Head of beat talking, but I ain't weak. I'ma keep my mouth shut, well I keep my check segment. Go down in history. It's so much to end up in misery. Get to be a sad girl and no one missing me. Now I wait for the people trying to sound like me. Do you know who I am? I guess not. Even don't show respect, but goodbye. Don't to the fake one, hell nah. Boy, you know what you want, baby,
don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, none to bring me down.
Yeah,
ain't gonna give up.
Come on,
none to bring me down. Nothing can bring me down, nothing can bring me down.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna give up,
don't give up, don't give up.
Ain't none to bring you down. You ain't gonna give up,
don't wanna give up now.
None to bring you down.
Nothing can bring me down, babe.
Yo, I've been listening to Ron all my life, eh?
Hey,
you're listening to it now. Do you feel the beat? Hey,
let's go.
Give it up.
Let's go.
Give it up.
Hey,
hey,
let's
hey.
Go.
When the beat drops.
This is how you do.
Nobody can do it like us.
Damn right.
Hey, I'ma
hey.
Go to the beat like whoa.
Like whoa.
Hey.
Woman girl.
Gun featuring Rebel Girl with Ain't Gonna Give Up. And of course, Indonesia will not give up in the midst of the development of AI. And Indonesia, in these 3 months, will prepare a regulation on the use of AI. And it is stated by the Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Pratia Hafid, as quoted by Andarinj.com. Apparently, the government has already issued a circular outlining guidelines for AI use, which addressed some aspects like transparency, accountability, humanity, respect for copyright, and also safety. And of course, we hope that it will work well and make sure that the AI environment in Indonesia not only develop further but also ethically. And talking about AI, the video clip of this song is actually using a lot of AI. What do you think about it? You can tell us with the RRI Digital app.
Menuju cita.
only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believe that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to preach my order. And you know that you overstepped the border.
One for the money and the free ride. It's two for the lie that you denied.
All rise, and to make sure there is the race of nickel downstreaming in Indonesia, Minister of Investment and Downstreaming Rosan Ruslani visit the Indonesia Weda Bay Industrial Park or IWIP in Ternate North Maluku. And according to the CEO of IWIP, Champing He, apparently the visit is a pledge to support the nickel downstreaming in the country. That apparently, according to him, whether the government support the integrated industrial area will not develop rapidly, and the development is marked by the number of employees who has reached more than 80,000 and has made a significant contribution to improving the economy in North Maluku.
Indonesia.
Cukup sekali, maafku.
Agatha Chelsea with Sekali or Once. I believe that for once, everybody wants to be successful. There are a lot of ways to be successful, but this is the way, according to an Islamic figure and also our former president, which is Gus Dur. According to him, the success of leaders is measured by the ability to prosper the people they lead.
Hidung minimalis, tapi senyumnya manis. Berat badan naik, tak perlu khawatir.
Kayu featuring Project Pop with Istimewa di Hati, or Special in Your Heart. And if Voice of Indonesia happens to be a special stuff for you, make sure to leave some comments on our RRI digital application, or maybe you can hit our social media accounts: Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok VOI_official, and also maybe you don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel VOI official. And after this one next song by The Overtunes and It Kitas titled Benar Benar, I'd like to invite you to go to a place called Kampung Naga, or maybe in English it's called the Dragon Village, but do they really have dragon over there? You will find it out after this next one.
Hai, apa kabar kau di sana? Sudah bertahun tak bertemu. Ku tak perlu bicara, hanya ingin dengar suaramu. Aku rindu. Hey, aku baik-baik saja. Lama tak ku dengar darimu. Aku lelah menunggu, hanya ingin melihat wajahmu. Aku rindu. Mungkin dunia mencoba pisahkan kita, tapi ada cara agar kita bersama. Tapi ku perlu tahu, apakah benar-benar cinta padaku? Kan ku beri seluruh nafasku. Apakah benar-benar mengerti aku? Hanya kau yang mengenal aku, tiada yang cerita. Perjalanan kita berdua
menyatu sampai selamanya.
Yang kan ku kenang selamanya, mengulang setiap kata-kata yang kau ucap.
Mungkin dunia mencoba pisahkan kita, tapi ada cara agar kita bersama.
Tapi ku perlu tahu, apa kau benar-benar cinta padaku?
Kan ku beri seluruh nafasku.
Apa kau benar-benar mengerti aku?
Hanya kau yang
perlahan-lahan waktu akan terus berlalu, walau ku takkan mampu untuk menunggu, merindu sesuatu yang tak tentu. Apakah kita bisa kembali bersama? Tapi ku perlu tahu, apakah benar-benar cinta padaku? Kan ku beri seluruh nafasku. Apakah benar-benar mengerti aku? Hanya kau yang mengenal aku. Yeah.
Kampung Naga is a village where culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or taboo successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition, which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of Bali, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ija. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini 500 meter.
It takes 500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is tilt shaped with injuk leaves and it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call tilt building is like our body, because the shape is like there is head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government. Without we ask, apparently Ijat knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service, head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para
As it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, Bali or meeting place Kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ica then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau di arah.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islamic Sacred Birthday, Islamic Rat, ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kunchen or Kampung Hat. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice and prayer at mosque. Those participating are all men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful work, pamali or table. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything has mandate like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali. And that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are 3 table days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in table days and mounds, like Ijahat explained.
Jadi di tabukan itu bukannya di tabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes tabu do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in tabu days. That's what tabu means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Mikraj, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belana. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kalau ku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan murah kalau ku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, ku melanjutkan perjalananku. Kukira ini kan mudah kau aku jadi kita. Kukira kita akan bersama. Hati-hati di jalan.
Heavenly Kings. Enigmatic. Beyond transcendental. Taraja. Breathtaking landscape. Home of the mighty buffaloes. Picturesque villages. Untouched by modern life. Upholding old traditions. Displayed in crafts and feasts. Incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. A magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. An ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Taraja, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths to the race of a lifetime. A feast of the senses. Endless stream of excitement. A never-ending adventure. In Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
kabarmu jauh di sana? Tiba-tiba teringat cerita yang pernah kita upayakan. Kupikir aku berhasil melupakanmu. Berani-beraninya kenangan itu datang tersenyum. Meskipun jalan kita tak bertemu, tapi tetap indah bagiku. Semoga juga bagimu. Kau tahu aku merelakanmu. Aku cuma rindu. Aku cuma rindu. Bahkan mencoba untuk merebutmu. Aku cuma rindu. Itu saja. Selalu mampu membuat aku terlihat tangguh, padahal hancur lebur harapan yang terlanjur ku percaya.
Patah kata untuk Mas.
RRA Digital with New Look.
programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, here is the headlines. Customs and excise revenue grew 4.9%. Nutritious meal program to run equally. And here is the news in detail. The Director General of Customs and Excise reported a 4.9% growth in revenue in 2024. As quoted from Antara, the growth was supported by some factors including import value growth and forex strengthening. The Customs and Excise Public Relations Subdirectorate Head Budi Prasetyo in a statement on Tuesday said the Customs kept showing the commitment to optimize the state revenue to support national development. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, on Tuesday ensured the free nutritious meal program will be running equally, yet in steps across the country. Pratikno said his ministry coordinated with the beneficiary, mainly the students, and the execution is coordinated by the National Nutrition Agency.